friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay. So today's story, friends, is called TT, and it is written by Stephen Cosgrove and illustrated by Robin James. And it turns out that these people, Robin James and Stephen Cosgrove, have written a lot of books together. And I think we're probably going to read a lot of them, because if I can get my hands on them, they're pretty cute. And I think they're all from the 80s, so they're a little bit older. But lots of good things came out of the 80s. So, here we go.
Wait.
What?
Mommy and Philip?
Oh, of course. Thank you. Thank you. It's read today by Mommy and...
Pocoyo.
Pocoyo? Is that who you are today?
Yeah.
Oh, I like your hat. And without any further ado, here we go. In a wooded place, where all our dreams will meet tomorrow, there bubbled a small crystal stream that flowed quickly around the rocks and pebbles. Then it began to run slower and slower as it widened into a reflective pool, alongside of which flowers grew in great profusion. And that means that they grew in abundance, that they grew a ton of flowers grew there. Was a good environment for them to grow. In the pool, the water spun slowly in gentle eddies as if to taste the morning and softly licked the silver sands of a tiny beach.
What's an eddy?
What's an eddy? Very good question. The water spun slowly in gentle eddies. It's like it's a current. Term. It has to do with how the water moves. And like the flow of the water. So it's, how to describe this? It's small little bumps in the water is how you would describe an eddy. Gentle eddies. So it's kind of peaceful, right? It's not rough waves or anything like that. Okay. Safely nestled in sand, away from the edge of the lapping water, sat a solitary egg. It had lain there for some time, sheltered from prying eyes by the long, graceful arms.
What does solitary mean?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Sat a solitary egg. Well, a solitary person is a person who is by themselves. They are solo, solitary. Do you see? The word is kind of tucked in there. Solo, solitary, one, uno, just one person. So a solitary egg would be one egg.
This. And this is two.
Uno, dos is two, tres is three. Right?
Two?
Yeah.
Three.
There you go. Now, the sun slipped quietly between the fingered branches of the plant and, as if eager to make something come alive, reached down and wrapped the small ivory-colored egg in all its warmth and tenderness. Friends, this is a beautiful picture and a wonderful place for an egg to be. I wish I was an egg tucked in a beautiful spot like this with purple flowers and lovely ferns. I'll put the picture on my Instagram. The rays of light and bright danced about the egg for an hour or two, and then, just as the light was about to dance away into the shadows, the egg crackled. Good sound effect. And cracked. Piece by piece, the shell fell away, and there in all of his newborn splendor stood a small, wobbly-legged turtle named Titi. Okay, Philip is making the sound effects of the cracking egg, but it might be a little confusing because I don't know if the microphone will pick up that sound or if it'll just sound like hammering. So, let's move on. Titi looked about and for the first time in his brand new life saw all the wonders of nature. In wide-eyed wonder, he took his first clumsy step. Unfortunately, as luck would have it, his shell shifted a little to the right, threw him off balance, and down the sand hill he slid. By the time TT reached the bottom, all that could be seen was a strange, mottled shell and two big, blinking blue eyes. Realizing that there was no danger, TT carefully stuck his legs back outside and heavily got back on his feet. Yeah. He shifted the weight of the shell this way and that, and once he was sure all was secure, he began waddling up the trail and away from the stream. He struggled up the path beyond the ferns and went deep into the forest in search of... But Titi stopped in the middle of the trail and realized that he didn't know who he was. Nor why.
There must be where I'm going, he said, to search out who I am and find out who I belong to.
Satisfied, he ponderously set out in search of himself. Titi wobbled up the trail until he came to a tall, old tree. Without a bit of doubt, he walked right up to that tree and said,
"What am I?"
He paused, waiting for an answer, but nothing happened. He twisted his head quizzically and asked again,
"What am I?
What am I?
Do I belong to thee?"
As could be expected.
To what? Who's thee?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So, there was a time in the English language when the word you wasn't used as heavily, and instead the word thee was used a lot more frequently. So it's kind of means the same thing. So do I love you? Do I love thee? Same thing. Thee is... a lot of like Valentine's Day cards will have things like the word thee in it. And you'll see the word thee in older texts, like Shakespeare uses thee. Oh, the Bible has a lot of these in it. It's just the way that it's written. Well, some versions of the Bible have. I've digressed. Let's go back to the story. As could be expected, the tree said nothing. He stood there waiting for an answer. He waited and waited and waited. And I think he's going to wait for a very long time, don't you? Because I've never heard a tree talk. Have you?
No one just opens its eyes and turns into a tree stick man. That's in the TV show.
Yeah, or the book that we read. Stickman was a character in a book. But no, this is not a TV show. You're right. So here we go. Finally realizing that the old, rude old tree was not going to answer his questions, he continued his quest. I don't think the tree was rude, though. I just think it was a tree. But you know what, though? He wouldn't have known that it was a tree because he doesn't know what a tree is. He's a brand new turtle. Let's keep going. The day was wearing on and his shell was feeling heavier when the trail broke into a beautiful meadow abounding in flowers of every color of the rainbow. Titi stopped to rest in the shadow of some buttercups. He had just taken a long, deep breath when the sky filled with the gentle fluttering of hundreds of butterflies. Mariposa. Butterflies. The air seemed to twirl and dance as they hovered above the bewildered turtle.
Hello,
he said. This one's mine and that one's yours. Sorry, friends. Back to the story. We're having our tea time. Now.
Hello,
he said in a gentle voice.
What am I? Do I belong to thee?
See, there's that thee word again.
Do I
belong to thee? Mm-hmm. He's saying, do I belong to you? The meadow reverberated with their tinkling bell-like laughter.
Do you belong to us?
They rang and giggled.
I think,
one of them chimed,
that you belong to turtles. That is what you are.
Then quite suddenly, a soft, delicious breeze began to blow and the butterflies rose into the sky.
But what is a turtle?
Shouted a frustrated Titi. No answer came as the butterflies flirted with a wisp of cloud and gently floated away. More determined than ever to find an answer to his questions, he set off through the meadow as fast as his stubby legs could carry him. But because of the burden of their heavy shells, turtles have never been known for their speed. Titi was no exception as he slowly followed the twisting trail. Only partway across the meadow, which had begun to seem to him more and more like a desert, Titi happened upon a gray squirrel. Or rather, the squirrel had happened upon him. While on her way to the nut trees on the other side of the meadow, the squirrel tripped over the hapless turtle and sent him flying. She would have kept right on going, except Titi was laying upside down. With a push and much grunting, the squirrel managed to bring the turtle right side up with a thump. His big eyes blinking, Titi popped his legs out one by one as the squirrel started to run away.
Who am I?
Titi shouted.
Do I belong to thee?
Do I belong to you?
The squirrel would have kept running, except it was such a silly question that she felt she just had to answer.
You are a turtle,
she said, just a little peeved.
I know that,
said Titi.
But the butterflies told me what I need to know is, do I belong to thee?
That poor squirrel almost got the giggles thinking about what a little turtle would look like trying to climb a tree.
No,
she said with a chuckle.
You do not belong to me. You belong to thee, to yourself.
Titi was really getting confused now.
But where can I find me?
He asked. The squirrel thought and said,
go back to the place of your shelling, near the still pond in the wood. Stand at the edge of the water and slowly peek over the edge. There you will find who you are and who you belong to.
And with that, she dashed off into the woods. Poor little Titi turned around on his trail and set off back to the pond. By now his shell was becoming a real burden, and as he lumbered along past the buttercups and past the old tree and finally came to the place of his shelling, just as the squirrel had told him, he slowly peeked his head over the water and looked down. Sure enough, there he was, in all his reflective splendor.
That's who I am,
he said.
But who do I belong to? Do I belong to thee?
He asked his own reflection. He waited patiently for an answer, but of course, there was none. Suddenly, The stillness of the water was broken as 8 little heads popped to the surface. Each looked just like Titi.
"Then I must belong to thee,"
he shouted with the joy of recognition. One of the turtles teetered a bit and said,
"You don't belong to thee, them, or me. You belong to you."
"I belong to me?"
Titi said in a voice filled with wonder. Then he remembered the silence of the tree and the laughter of the butterflies as he had asked, "Do I belong to thee?" He remembered what the squirrel had said to him when she told him that he belonged to no one except himself. A silly smile crossed his face as he realized what everyone had been saying. Then, with a kerplunk, he jumped into the pool, cool, clear waters of the stream. And for once, he didn't worry about him, or them, or thee. As he slipped beneath the waters, he said, ever so gleefully,
"I don't belong to anyone. I just belong to me."
So if you've ever wondered, do I belong to thee? Remember, in his shell, a turtle called Titi. And that is...
The end.
Thou doot.